transcendental sound vibration purifies the atmosphere, purifies the heart. Almost feels like we should do it again. And again and again. This mantra at the very beginning, the Achman mantra or sips of water, this is for purification. Purification of the body and purification of the mind and purification of our consciousness, the soul. The verse says, Om apavitra pavitro va sarvabhastam gato piva. The Vedic mantra. Pavitra, apavitra, purified or unpurified, sarvabhastam gato piva, having passed through all circumstances of life, like clean, unclean, and anything in between. Yasmaret pundrikaksham. Yeah, that person who smaret, remembers the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, pundrikaksham. Sabhaya abhyantara suchihi. That person becomes situated in fearlessness and becomes pure. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. By calling the names of Vishnu, the Personality of Godhead, one's existence becomes purified inside and out by sound vibration. Because what's inside comes out. If consciousness is pure, then what follows is pure conduct. And that's the objective of these names. And similarly, sips of water saying, Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha. Calling the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this process, chanting of the names of God, is the primary means, according to the scriptures, Vedic scriptures and scriptures throughout the world. Calling upon the names of God is a universal principle. And specific within the Vedic teachings, within this present age of Kali, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Nice verse. When Lord Chaitanya received initiation from his spiritual master Ishvarapuri, it is stated by Lord Chaitanya that his spiritual master instructed him for 1 week on one verse. It's so important. Harir Nama, Harir Nama. Chanting of the holy name for this age of Kali. It's the Yuga Dharma, the means of deliverance or achieving spiritual perfection in our present age. Following behind that one, all other corollary principles of Dharma receive life and strength and merit and potency, spiritual potency. The lives of those chanters of the holy name or Krishna bhaktas become sanctified by following theistic conduct, codes of Dharma, following behind this one principle, Yuga Dharma. And that's what we're observing today, this sanskara. It's like there was another one upstairs, Vivaha sanskara. And this is Diksha sanskara. And one of them, that he did both of them, is Diksha. It's her big day. She must be exhausted, or nervous, or happy, or combination. Sanskara means impression. As the soul moves from one situation The situation is like we were discussing, existential condition. The soul is situated in some situation. Our existence is, the external part of our existence is changing. That's the nature of things of this world. They're impermanent. So as the soul transits from one situation to the next situation, something like, within my experience, is the transit lounge. When you arrive with some international travel, you can go get your baggage or you can go to the transit lounge because you have to catch another flight. So the transit lounge sanskara is from the soul moving from one situation to the next situation. And there's a sanskara that's performed for that purpose, invoking auspiciousness for the closure of one stage, beginning of the next stage at that sandhi, the juncture between one period of time and the next period of time. And what we're doing here is precisely according to those Narada Pancharatra, or the Pancharatriki system, is the system that's followed by Vaishnavas. Sri Vaishnavas and Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas follow. It's a system coming directly from the Vedas whereby the rules and the regulations, the vidhis of the sanskar are being observed. One of our great acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote an essay explaining what transpires during diksha, during this initiation, Harinam Diksha. And he indicates there are five main elements. So each of them, they're built into what we're doing. And some are about to happen. One of them is one receives neck beads. The neck beads, or Kunti Mala, they indicate that this body is now meant for service to Krishna. Prabhupada, for Westerners that didn't understand any of that, he said it's like a dog collar. Now, Americans know two different kinds. There's the military. They have a metal chain with a metal plate, so in case they're killed in battle, they know who the body belongs to, because it's got their name in the metal plate. They call it a dog collar. But that's from the other one. You know, if somebody has a nice poodle or doggy and they give him a little thing around his neck and a little, you know, my name is Fido. That's his dog collar. So this is our when Yamaraj, or the agents of Yamaraj, the Yamadutas, see one of the other ones, the Vaishnav Tilak and Kunti Mala, oh, we don't touch them because they're in service to Lord Vishnu. So keep your neck beads on. And the second is Tilak, the Udram Pundra. There's this kind and there's this kind, and Vaishnavas wear this kind. There's different styles, different Vaishnavas have this style, that style. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava style is this one. And it's indicating, Prabhupada spoke like this, it marks the body as a temple of God. I had this experience a number of times, kind of casual conversation, because I travel a lot, checking in at the check-in counter, and the lady behind the check-in counter is like in a good mood, and she looks at me and says, "Oh, may I ask you a question? Personal question?" "Yeah, sure." "Did that mark on your forehead mean something?" And I said, this is standard, I say, "Yes, it marks the body as a temple of God." And common answer is, "Oh, that's very nice." So then I'll go on further to say, just like outside of your church. There's a steeple, and at the top of the steeple there's a mark, there's a cross. And the cross means this place is a temple of God. So that's what this is. This is a temple of God. Oh, that's really nice. And then I go, if they're still paying attention. That means when you go into the church, what do? You're very careful because this is the temple of God. And you pray to God and you worship God and it's meant for God's service. And what you do outside the church is another thing, but this is the temple of God. So what goes into the body and what comes out of the body is to be regarded as sacred. Oh, that's very nice. Here's your boarding pass. Do you have a temple here? Did you come here? Because, yes, we have a temple. Here's the address. Oh, that's very nice. I'd like to go visit. Temple of God. But the body is also a temple of God. And the neck beads and tilak, marking, it's not just here as these names, Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayana Namaha, Madhavaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, Vishnavaya Namaha, it's Shudharaya Namaha, Rishikeshaya Namaha. 12 parts of the body, touching the parts of the body while saying the names of the Lord, sanctifying like protection. May the Lord protect this body in these different parts. And may these parts be used exclusively in His service. It's a relationship. We serve Him and He offers us protection. Maybe not as we anticipate what His protection is going to look like, but He offers His protection. And a name is given. So that's coming. A name, Krishna Das, Vishnu Das, or some name for the Matajis that are Radha Dasi, or Sita Dasi, or Lakshmi Dasi, indicating in the service of the Supreme Lord and in the service of the Supreme Lord's internal potency or his beloved devotees. In the service of the Lord or His beloved devotees, so that we will always remember the personality of Godhead. And to others, commonly in the tradition, deity is given for worship. So we have our, at least those of you from Chicago being initiated, we have our nice deity, so here's your deity. And where you are, if you're a householder in your home, some deity form or picture of the deity near the temple where you worship, you commit yourself to worshiping those deities. And tapa, which is a nice word, it's not a mean word, it's a nice word. Tapa means austerity. But tapo devyam putrakayena shudyada sattvam. This is Rishabhdev's teachings, that human form of life is meant for tapo divyam. Everyone is doing some austerity. Take birth in this world, or even before you take birth, just be conceived in the womb of the mother, and etc. It's austerity and austerity and varieties of austerity. So tapo divyam is transcendental or divine austerity meant for purification, where we let go of the contaminations of material existence and embrace or take shelter of the pure sound vibration of Krishna's holy name, the transcendental teachings from Bhagavad Gita and the Vedic scriptures, the devotional teachings that give us the direction how to make our lives situated in Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. It's maybe a long journey, but it's a worthwhile journey to reach that position. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, the living entity has been journeying and wandering and sojourning for unlimited numbers of lifetimes. Pramandaramite kona bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasadivai bhakti lata bija. Very long journey, the cycle of birth and death, samsara. Living entities, the soul, has nothing to do with matter. The soul is distinct from matter, and yet we're involved in matter, so much so that we identify with matter and forget the soul. Covered by darkness of ignorance, we forget who we are and accept another identity and seek happiness through another identity, and guess what? It never happens, because it's not even who we are. It's not meant for that purpose. It's meant to teach us that this isn't the right place for us. This is a foreign place. It's an unsuitable atmosphere for the soul. So when there's great fortune, bhagyavan, jeev, when the living entity becomes very fortunate, they get the opportunity to restore that original consciousness, enter into the spiritual atmosphere once again through the medium of devotional service. And that medium, we were discussing this, those of you that were with us for Friday morning's class, nice presentations on by a number of devotees. The beginning of bhakti is the association of one who is carrying bhakti within their heart. An attraction for hearing the topics of transcendence. And in that association, one may also get an attraction for hearing the topics of transcendence. And that's a seed of bhakti. And that seed of bhakti can be continued to be nurtured by further hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The processes, the initial processes of bhakti. Coming to this stage, and this stage is a stage where through sustained hearing and chanting and following other basic regulations that are meant to purify oneself, then one may come to this stage of initiation. There's a nice verse I'd like to speak briefly about. Tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama shabde pareja nishnatam brahmani upashramashrayam. Even sounds nice. Here's what it means. Tasmat means therefore. Tasmat guru prapadyeta. Prapadyeta. Prapadya means surrender. That person who, jigyasu shreya uttama. Jigyasa means inquisitiveness. And shreya uttama means ultimate benefit. That person who is inquisitive about shreya uttama, ultimate benefit, or as we were discussing last couple of days, jigyasu atma tattva, inquisitive into knowledge of the self. You know, the soul, who we really are, distinct from the covering, who we aren't. And not just this one, but so many varieties that we had before, and if we don't ask those questions, we'll get some more. And again, and again, and again. So one who's inquisitive into transcendence, or eternality, or who I really am, and the purpose of getting one of these in material body, especially the human form of life. So, tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. So, what person who is so inquisitive, they are to surrender unto a spiritual master. Guru prapadyeta. Guru prapadyeta. So it gives a description of the qualifications of such a person. Shabde, pare, chanishnatam. Shabde is same as shabda, sound, spiritual sound. Transcendental messages of the Vedas. Shabde, pare, chanishnatam. Nishnatam. They have attained the stage of firm faith. Their life exhibits that firm faith. Their life is nothing but living according to the teachings of the scriptures, and they speak them, they live by them, and shabdes parech nishnatam brahmani upashramashrayam, they've realized the absolute truth. Their life is in harmony with the absolute truth, and upashramashrayam, the contaminations of material contact they're cast far away. They're gone. They're detached from the pursuit, as we were discussing, seeking happiness through fruitive activities. The world, this Bhumandala, the whole plane of material existence in this middle region of the universe, that's the program, seeking happiness through fruitive activities. And such persons, because they're inquisitive about transcendental life, and they've approached a spiritual master who knows perfectly well this seeking happiness through material activity is a fool's paradise. And there is another life where, I'll just very briefly describe something that's very important, and for our devotees here and everyone else that's assembled. We chanted these Sri Brahma Samhita verses where Lord Brahma is describing topmost realization of the personality of Godhead, his abode, his activities, his form, his quality, his name, his associates, the dependence of this creation under him, and all those personalities, and what it's like in the spiritual world. When all of those beautiful prayers are completed, he turns to the Supreme Lord and says explicitly, he says, I have a material desire. Huh? I thought material desire was gone after that. Well, the material desire that Brahma has is given to him by the Supreme Lord. It's not exactly material desire because it's for the fulfillment of the Supreme Lord's desire, but it's to create a universe, which is material. And he, the personality of Godhead, has infused this potency upon Lord Brahma's heart. So he has full realization of the personality of Godhead. Now he's worried about becoming implicated in matter once again. So that's our situation too. If we're striving for purification, it's not that, like Arjuna thought, karma sannyas, I should give up all my duties. That's not the message of Bhagavad Gita. That's not the message of Sri Brahma Samhita. It's not the message here. We take the responsibility in our lives for the tendencies for material activity or tendency for involving ourselves in this atmosphere in which we find ourselves, and dedicate those things to the service of the Supreme Lord while simultaneously purifying our heart. As Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, the same thing. Always think of me and engage in my devotional service. Perform your prescribed duties and always think of me. So this is a stage where there's a commitment to Krishna and the line of disciplic succession representing Krishna to serve in that way. An internal matter of performing the prescribed duties of purification, and on the other side, acceptance by Krishna and the disciplic succession into Krishna's family. And that's an eternal position. This, what's happening here is very special. It's an eternal event. An event that connects us with, again, with eternal existence of the realm of Krishna in a formal manner according to the Pancharatrika system within the Vedas. It's a very auspicious function. Those of you who have come from distant places to participate in this weekend, family and friends of the married couple, thank you for coming, and please give your blessings to these individuals who are assembled for their initiation, that they may be successful in that completing their journey. The journey is back home, back to Godhead, awakening that state of love for Krishna that's dormant, now in awakening to a nice degree. And I think we'll just get to the next part of this, which is taking vows, initiation vows. So Krishna and Sarita, can you please come before Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, pay your obeisances, and then come forward.
The devotees can clear some space so they can pay obeisances. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Obeisances. Okay. So, nice name, Krishna. Sarita's a nice name too, but Krishna's especially a nice name. How many rounds you'll chant on these beads every day?
16.
Okay, and the rules that you'll follow, please?
No media, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit.
Okay, and you'll very carefully try to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life, yes? Hare Krishna. Your initiated name is Krishna Prema Das. No need for explanation what that name means. Servant of Krishna Prema. May you attain Krishna Prema. How many rounds you'll chant every day on your beads?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Okay, and the rules that you'll follow?
No intoxication, no meditating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Okay. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Yes? Very good. Your initiated name is Sumangala Devi Dasi. You can go sit. Drew, you can come, and Jerry, you can come. Next. Sumangala means... This is a name of one of the principal gopis who assist Vishakha. She has her little group. And Vishakha is very dear to Radharani, and Sumangala is very dear to Vishakha. So, Drew is our temple commander of this temple. You know what that means? He takes all the headaches. Whenever the temple president wants to get something done, he goes to the temple commander and says, get it done. Maybe those of you that are from the temple, you know, the Chicago temple, notice the chandelier, it's sparkling. Because the last time I was here at Christmas time, I just mentioned to Drew, there must be some way to clean the chandelier when we purchased it. And it was, you know, yucky because it had never been cleaned. I just mentioned it once. And look, it's that guy. And I mentioned the cartels and said the cartels, the straps are all dismembered. And yeah, I did it some time ago and it got all messed up again. Just, he's an amazing devotee. And he'll do many amazing things in years of service for all of you and Kishore Kishori and Srila Prabhupada and our Hare Krishna movement. I'm fully confident. So, how many rounds you chant every day on your beads?
At least 16.
Okay. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Very good. And I know you like Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Is it true that before you met Prithvishava and Donna Kelly, you had basically read Srimad Bhagavatam already?
Not Srimad Bhagavatam, but five other
Okay. He was passing by the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, just walking through the quad behind the student center and saw Prithvishava and Donna Kelly and got really excited. You're devotees! Before he had ever met devotees, he was chanting. And how many rounds were you chanting?
Before Mass, yeah.
Okay. Some rounds and read Prabhupada's books and offering his food. No? Vegetarian?
Vegetarian,
okay. just from Prabhupada's books. Just from Prabhupada's books. And then he met devotees. He's a very special soul. So, your initiated name is Dayata Das. Go sit down. Dayata is a name by which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was known. Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayata Das, or for short, Sri Dayata Das, or Dayata Das. Dayata means beloved. Beloved of Sri Varshabhanavi Devi. Beloved of Srimati Radharani. That's how Bhakti Siddhanta was known. And just like Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Dayate is the vocative of Dayata. Madhava Dayate. Who's Madhava Dayate? Beloved of Madhava. Radharani. So you have a nice name. It also, just as Radharani is very merciful, Dayata means very merciful. So continue, you're already very merciful. Continue to be very merciful to those who come in the door and you take care of them nicely because you do that very, very naturally. And Krishna will take care of you very mercifully. Dr. Jared. Little background in Bhakti Jared. We have a wide range of Krishna consciousness movement. How long have you been practicing Krishna consciousness? Since when? What year?
About
35
years.
When he was very young, he lived in Trinidad. And he met devotees and immediately was attracted to Krishna consciousness and engaged in Krishna conscious activities. And where is Jai Jagannath? When Indra was in New York for some period of time, he was part of Indra's party, went out with Indra's, he had a very creative. He wanted a box van. That's what he called it, a box van. So we went and bought him a box van. And then he figured out a way to cut the doors so they would open up like this, the side. And then inside he put mylar, which is like a mirror, but it's not glass, it's like plastic that reflects, so it looked like, you know. And then he, with his team, would sit in the box stand right on the sidewalks of New York with, you know, zillions of people up and down and going all over the place and just chanting Indra melodies in New York City. He was part of his team. And then Indra went to Vrindavan to start up the 24-hour kirtan program. And has been associating with devotees for years and years and is a nice devotee, appreciated by the many devotees in New York. And he's here with us today. So, how many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules that you'll follow? Very good. And you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings, yes? Very good. Initiated name is Jaya Nisringa Das. Hare Krishna. No explanation needed. Diksha? Is this yours? Obeisances, please. Ramesh, you can come after. Just, you know, take a few minutes, right? You got to walk slowly.
Yeah.
Okay, come. Just start moving, so we'll move along. This very nice devotee over here, Prema Tarangani, who you've... The devotees here know her, but our guests may have not known her before today, but now you know her. She's a large reason why Diksha is here today in many ways. Although her attraction for Krishna consciousness is within... But through the principle is through association with devotees that attraction for Krishna comes out. And very kindly, Prema Trungali has been guiding her step by step by step. And so keep going like that. Big day. Marriage and initiation the same day. That's quite unique. How many rounds you'll continue to chant every day for the rest of your life?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Okay. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illnesses.
Okay. And you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings.
Yes?
Very good. Your initiated name is Radha Duti Das. Prema Trungan is very happy with your name. You can go sit down. Duti, D-U-T-I, is a messenger. So Radha has messengers. She dispatches her messengers, and Krishna has his messengers, but Radha has her messengers. And they go here and there to help Radha arrange for whatever Radha wants to arrange. Meeting with Krishna. And commonly, the Radha's messengers, they're very young. There's just like in the pastime of Krishna stealing the garments of the gopis, Vastrahari. When he was there, the Bhagavatam describes, there were little boys, 2 or 3 years old, along with Krishna. They didn't even know what boy-girl was about. They just were with Krishna. And Krishna was speaking to them about the whole pastime he was about to enact. So like that, there's some that are associates of Radha that are a little older, some that are the same age, some that are younger, and some that are quite young. And the young ones, they can go anywhere. They go into intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and they don't understand, you know, the boy-girl thing. They're given that service because they're that age, young and innocent and like that. So Radha Dutti is a little short. I thought that'd be a nice name. Radha's messenger. You get special privileges because of your endowment from Krishna. And Ramesh.
Yes,
how old are you?
I'm
69. Working on 70.
Yes.
Okay. Very difficult to come to the state that you're coming to at an older age, but when there's association of nice devotees, largely, where's Premananda? She's here? Over here. Premananda has been a large part of the association that Krishna has sent your way, isn't it?
That's correct.
Kindly encouraging you and helping you again step by step, and that's perfectly natural. It's something that as devotees we should extend, whatever it is that Krishna has given us, to others. And some sincere souls will come along and move forward with that gift that they have received from some kind devotee, and you're one. Better late than never, right? Yeah. Okay. So, your initiation vows. How many rounds you chant every day?
Minimum 16, and I do 32 on Ekadashi day.
Okay. What do you do on Janmashtami day?
I keep chanting 16 plus rounds.
16 plus. Okay. Okay, that's a nice standard. Every Ekadashi.
Ekadashi, yes, I never miss that. I started.
There's one coming up in 2 days.
Yes, on 22nd it's be Ekadashi.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I do 32.
32. Fantastic. The rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Try it again. Do it again.
Forgetting.
Yeah, age, he does like that. Things just don't come. Do it again. Just start over fresh.
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Intoxication.
No intoxication. I keep forgetting that.
One time when a devotee got really nervous and they didn't come out, and Prabhupada said, is that the one that you're attached to? You're too old for all those things. Okay, so, and you'll carefully continue reading Prabhupada's books and following his teachings. Absolutely. Okay. Your initiated name is Haladhar Das. Can you pay a basis? Can you pay a basis? He's got a bad body. Okay, you can go back in your chair. Okay. Haladhar is the name of Balaram because he's holding the dhara, the plow. And last but not least, Asha. Amritananda, are you here? Would you like to come forward? You speak a few words of just your appreciation of their participation in Krishna consciousness in Seattle. Asha and Murti, I met them in Seattle when visiting in Seattle, and circumstance required them to relocate because of, primarily because of Asha's job. to the Virginia area. I know they miss the Seattle Devotees Association very much. Speak something.
Thank you, when Seattle Tower was 4 to 5 years, and during that time they were very seriously doing service with what I love to say, I knew about the last one. It's constantly doing service one after another, so engaging the devotees in service. So they were very serious in doing their services. I was really impressed by their dedication, taking up different roles, and helping the movement of the Prabhupada forward. Murti Prabhu is very jovial by nature. He likes to joke around. So yesterday I was asking him, after initiation should I stop joking? I said, you can double your intensity. So we are very sincere for that.
Hari Prahlas was considering coming, and I don't think he must have had some other commitment he had to complete. He wanted to be here, I know that. He expressed that to you also, right? Yeah. Hari Prahlas is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful devotee who has nurtured the Krishna consciousness of many, 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 and they're also a part of the product of Hari Prahlas's kindness and expertise in drawing the hearts of souls to Krishna. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Murti, the rules, how many rounds you'll chant every day?
Minimum 16.
And the rules that you'll follow?
No illicit sex, no meditating, no intoxication, and no gambling.
And like we heard, your studying of Prabhupada's books and following of Prabhupada's teachings is something you'll look forward to doing for the rest of your life.
Yes, ma'am.
I knew that. Your initiated name is Muralidhar Das. Muralidhar is the name of Krishna, who holds a flute. Murali flute. There are different flutes. That's a special one. That's the really long one. And Asha, your vows of chanting how many rounds a day?
16 rounds.
Okay. Minimum, you can chant
16.
More. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meditating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no
She remembered. It was the last one, too. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Yes? Okay. Your initiated name is Ayodhya Rani Dasi. That's Ayodhya is the kingdom of Lord Ram, and Ayodhya Rani is the queen of Ram's kingdom. Follow the footsteps of Ramchandra. Follow the footsteps of Sita. So go ahead.